This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 24, written by Daryl DeClercq. Humor as Witness. From Philemon 11. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. Television ads often use humor. Psychology experts in advertising know the power of humor, but they are not the first to recognize its potential. In his letter to the wealthy businessman Philemon, Paul appeals for the freedom of Onesimus, a slave who ran away from Philemon. By Roman law, Onesimus could have been punished severely or even killed for disobeying his master. But Paul pleads not only for Onesimus's life, but also that he be freed and accepted as a brother in Christ. And in the midst of the serious matter, Paul pulls out a pun. He plays on Onesimus' name, which means useful. Paul says, "Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me." It's not a knee slapper, but it is clever. When someone cracks a clever joke, it's winsome. You can't help but grin and be warmly disposed to the humorist. At the very least, you acknowledge they have a way with words. God made us to enjoy humor. Laughter is healthy for our hearts. Laughing with others deepens emotional bonds and reduces anxiety. Christians should have a healthy sense of grace-filled humor. We should be enjoyable to be around and able to laugh at ourselves, too. It's winsome for sharing the gospel. In what ways can clean and clever humor be part of your Christian witness? Glorious God, thank you for the gift of humor. May others see your light, the lighter side of life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.